everybody, welcome to MTG Talk. I'm Snick, and along with me is...
I sometimes go by Joe.
So this is Peyton, or Joe.
Or I go by Paytown also.
Okay, Paytown.
I guess we can do Paytown.
Okay, you're Paytown.
I can be Paytown.
Anyway, so we're your hosts. Alright, so this is MTG Talk, and we talk about magic. You probably know that.
I didn't.
Really? you're on this. Okay, so we're going to talk about things that happened pre-release weekend, and we're going to go over and highlight a few cards that we noticed during the pre-release that were, like...
Good,
yeah. So, and then we'll go over some events, and before we get started, we're going to crack a pack.
Christmas all over.
I know. It's a Born of the Gods pack. So first we have Great Heart. Creature, like, Elk, Vanilla, 2/4.
And the art looks like he's breathing fire.
I think it's just really cold there.
I don't know. He looks like he's a really powerful caribou.
Right now I'm not taking that. Second card is Satyr Wayfinder. Creature Satyr. Whenever you enter the battlefield, reveal the top four cards of your library and put a land from among them into your hand. Put the rest into your graveyard. He's a 1/1 for 2. Maybe. I've never seen this one before.
The art's nice.
You want to read it?
Sure. It's called Retraction Helix. It's for 1 blue, and it's an instant. And until end of turn, target creature gains tap. Return target non-land permanent to its owner's hand. It's pretty good for blue. This one, it's Nyxborn Eidolon. It's a black and a colorless, and he's a 2/1. He's an enchantment creature. He's got Bestow for 1 black, 4 colorless, and enchanted creature gets +2/+1. Pretty basic, but it can get through the day if need be.
Alright, and next, ooh, I love this one. Bolt of Keranos. See, obviously, I am bad at English. It's red 1. The bolt deals 3 damage to target creature or player, scry 1.
It's good, but it's in sorcery speed, so it's not bad. But it gets...
But scry!
Scry is good, but it's not
I'm playing a red deck, I'm taking this, because Board of the Gods is first. So I'm going to take this because I know I'm going to end up finding the Magma Jets.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's right? Good burn.
Yes. Grizzly Transformation. Enchantment Aura. Enchant creature. When Grizzly Transformation enters the battlefield, draw a card. Enchanted creature has Intimidate.
Which is good. And it's for 1 black, 2 colorless, so.
Yeah. I like it because it just replaces itself.
Mm-hmm.
Also in your hand, so.
Yeah.
And also, granting evasion is amazing. Snake of Golden Grove. I love this card. For 5, it's a 4/4 with tribute 3. When Snake of Golden Grove enters the battlefield, if tribute wasn't paid, you gain 4 life. And tribute was one of the new mechanics. It is. And
it reads, as
this creature enters the battlefield, your opponent may choose to put so many number +1/+1 counters on it, equal to the number on the tribute.
So this one would be...
3.
3.
Yes. I like this one right now. I'd be taking that one. Because it's I gain 4 life, or...
Or you have a...
7/7.
So that's pretty good. Next, we've got Elite Skirmisher. So for 1 white, 2 colorless, he is a human soldier. 3/1, which is pretty good. And he's got Heroic. Whenever you cast a spell that targets him, you may tap target creature. Now, I'm not a big fan of Heroic, just because I don't see... To me, I'm not a big targeting, but some people are.
Targeting strength!
Next, we've got Oresko's Sun Guide. So, for 1 white, 1 colorless. He's a 2/2, he's a cat monk. And he's got Inspired, which is whenever the Sun Guide becomes untapped, you gain 2 life. That's pretty good, I'd say.
I like it. Gaining life is always funny.
Next, we've got an oldie but a goodie. It's Divination. It's back, and it's for 1 white, you have 2 and 2 colorless. You draw 2 cards.
It's blue.
It is blue.
You said one white.
I meant blue. It's sorceries.
Would be amazing in white.
It's blue.
Just one white and just, two. Sorcery speed, draw two cards. Okay.
I don't know. Alright, that's for the commons. Now we're getting to the
uncommons. The juicy stuff. Pillar of War. Artifact creature Golem. Defender. As long as Pillar of War is enchanted, it can attack as though it didn't have Defender.
Huh.
And which means any bestow creature you throw on it. He's a 3/3 for 3, which is pretty good. So as soon as you drop a bestow, he's big.
Yeah.
Next. Satyr Nyx Smith. Creature. Satyr Shaman. Haste. Inspired. Oh, it's this guy. Whenever he becomes untapped, you may pay 1 red, 2 colorless, to put a 3/1 red elemental creature token with haste into the battlefield.
Next, we've got Mischief and Mayhem. It's 1 green and 4 colorless, sorcery speed, and up to 2 target creatures each get +4/+4 until end of turn. This card will get the job done, and I would pick this card, but now that we're on the rare, I would take this one. It's Oracle of Bones. 2 red, 2 colorless. He's a Minotaur Shaman. 3/1 with haste. And then he has Tribute 2. And when he enters the battlefield, if Tribute wasn't paid, you may cast an instant or sorcery card from your hand without paying its mana cost. I'm a big fan of that. That and I am
a red. So in this pack, So in this deck, you're definitely taking the Oracle of Bones?
That or I take the Mischief and Mayhem.
Okay, so sitting here at a draft, let's say we're not rare drafting, we're drafting to build a good deck. What card are you going to take out of this pack?
Well, I would still take the Oracle of Bones. There's some good instants and sorceries, because, like, say I do get, like, a Lightning Strike or a Magma Jet. It's for free, and I get to scry with it.
Okay, but... And does the haste cost is not.
No, and he's double red, but that's just what I would take.
Because he's a 3/1 for 4, that's pretty bad. So do you figure that's a big enough upside?
Well, it all depends if they want to pay the tribute. It's just what else is going on with the deck. It's just one of those things.
Okay.
It's a chance, because if, say, I get past something and I don't see anything, then I can just be like, okay, Oracle Bones isn't working, and I'm gonna not play with Oracle Bones.
I'm gonna be honest with you on taking Divination.
Because it's white?
Yes, Peyton, because it's white. It's white. No, it's blue.
It's blue, but...
Who would have guessed that I would take the best blue card in the pack?
That's the thing, is you're a blue player, and
Divination is just such it's such a good card.
Oh, yeah, and it's
card just, advantage.
Card advantage is always good.
It gives me card advantage, and I want to play blue, but if about halfway through the pack I realize blue's not open, I will switch my colors.
Because looking at this pack, how much blue is in it?
Two
cards. Too much. But
so our pack didn't have a lot. But that doesn't mean somebody could have had, like, 7 out of it as blue.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
Well, tell me about your pre-release, Nick.
Well, my pre-release... I started Friday night at midnight and ended Sunday at, like, 11.
That sounds tiring, and a lot of magic. Mine was more of a last minute, okay, let's go to the pre-release.
Hey, wait, what happened to you? The one day you're like, oh, I'm coming to Moe's, and then you just didn't show up, but your dad did.
Yeah, because last minute, something happened, and I just didn't show up. It was pretty ridiculous. That and I didn't have a deck either, because it turned out that my dad was like, oh, I took your deck and just kind of made my own. So
why didn't you just text me and be like, hey, Nick, I don't have a deck?
Because I don't know.
Because you didn't want to get stuck playing blue-white control?
Maybe. But mine was a very last minute. I knew 20 minutes beforehand that I was going, and I showed up just to play one event, and my experience, it was fun, but my pool isn't very good.
Alright, so, let's go through with your event first.
Alright.
What happened when you were opening up your packs?
Well, I went with white because that's all that was pretty much left. Because since I was last minute, I didn't have the choice of picking. But if I had the choice, I would have picked green. Because the promo looked like it would do enough damage.
That promo was sweet.
That promo was sweet. And the thing is with white is it likes to play with auras. And I do not like to play with auras. So I started out. I got my packs. I opened... the thing I can remember is a dual land. That's how... And an Eidolon, which is that guy that
wait,
gives...
Wait, man, how'd you get a dual land? Aren't those like 200 bucks?
Oh, sorry. I got a land.
You got a temple.
I got a temple. It taps for one or the other. It dual wields. So, I was looking at my cards. I'm like, okay. And opened an Eidolon. I'm like, alright, maybe I can work with this. And so I made a white-green deck, made it up, play-tested it, I think, twice, and I looked at it and I'm like, this is garbage. So, 1 minute, my dad looks and is just kind of like, oh, I see you're making white-green. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try it. Turns away, looks again, and he's like, where's your white? I'm like, oh, I switched it, now it's blue-red. Minotaurs. I played blue-red tribal Minotaurs. For the pre-release. And let me tell you, I got to live the dream once. I had the Minotaur Shaman that gives other Minotaurs, I think, +2/+0 and trample, and then I had a bunch of other Minotaurs to go around with it, and then I would just give them unblockable, and whenever they attack, scry one, and I would just pump them, but that only lived once, so... For me, it was more of a fun event than anything.
Nice. So how'd you do?
I did awful. I think I came around last. I think I won once. Yep. I went 1-4.
So, I don't even know. I don't even remember. None of my pools had blue, and I was so upset. Even when I played blue, I had almost no blue. I was so upset. I think I played blue once the entire weekend.
Who are you?
I don't know.
I
was playing an aggro deck and somehow I screwed up.
Oh, man.
He like looks at me and he's like, "You should have just kept attacking." I was like, "What?"
Since you guys don't know this, Nick is a very he's a control player. And if
what's a forest?
And if you give him anything else in control, he doesn't. He kind of knows like the basic magic, but then he's lost with it. You can give him blue control, white control, bat control.
Hey, I played land destruction the other night. That's control.
But if you give him, say, mono red aggro, he'd look at it, and I bet you.
I'd throw it back at your face.
He would try and switch the mountains out for islands. He would just get the islands out of his pocket.
Okay, you see.
And just switch it.
If I touch a deck that's supposed to be aggro, my skin burns.
And with me is, when I'm playing standard, I'm very aggressive when I play my standard. Because I like things fast, quick. But there are those sometimes where I wake up and I say to myself, you know what, let's try control. And it,
like when you played Miracles?
That one was fun.
That was a control deck, though.
And that was fun, but it wasn't like control. It was like
control. Yeah, it was. You were running like 8 counters and like
yeah, and then I was running
Cameo.
And I was running Bounce. It was funny. It was more of a funny deck.
Yeah, so you're running a tempo deck, which is technically a control deck.
Yeah, but it only happens once in a blue moon.
Okay, anyway, so I got a pretty good green-red ramp deck in my first pool.
Thanks.
I had a couple of the guy who taps for any color, and a couple of the one that you can sack for 2 lands.
Yeah.
For 3. And I also had one of the satyr that untaps a land.
Okay.
And I had the green promo.
Yeah.
And when I did that, and then I also opened up the red promo in one of my Burn of the Gods packs, and I just had a bunch of burn, and this one here, I had this in there too.
And, alright, so you had Peregrination.
Yeah, I get to search for land.
Search your library for 2 basic land cards, reveal those cards, and, sorry, not.
Oh.
And yep. put one onto the battlefield tapped and the other into your hand, and you shuffle and you scry.
Yeah, so basically cultivate with the scry one tapped on it.
Well, that's what... There's not a lot of ramp in this in standard right now, so you gotta take what you get, I guess. And especially in sealed.
I also, I opened up the 10-10 artifact guy, the 10-cost artifact monstrous guy, so I threw him in there.
Yeah, why not?
It was funny.
So how did you deal with that deck?
Every time I got that one guy out, every time I got that one guy in my hand, I was able to play it, so I'm gonna run and grab those magic cards.
So while Mick is, dealing with his commotion, how are you guys doing? If anyone's watching this, I hope you guys are doing well. What do you guys play? Do you guys play standard, EDH, legacy, all that, modern? How will you write to us and tell us? Because I need to find some people to play EDH with, because Nick doesn't play EDH anymore, and I'm a big EDH fan. Yep. This is a great time. Hey,
you're back. Islands!
It's really weird to just talk to myself and no one cuts, like, in the conversation. I'm just kind of like, do you guys play anything?
Were you asking them questions?
Yeah.
If you are going to answer any of her questions she's asked, tweet at us at MTG Talk Official. MTG Talk Official on Twitter. I was trying to remember what our actual Twitter, handle is.
Sure, let's... Because if you do, I play EDH, and I would love to play EDH, and I would give you my Skype, and we can play a mean game of EDH
together. EDH over Skype.
That's the best way to play.
Have you ever done that before?
No, but I want to, just because I'm so desperate to try my deck out.
Alright, so let's highlight, say, three cards that you thought were really good.
That I saw?
Commons or uncommons? Obviously the rares.
Alright. That I saw Reaper of the Wilds. I know that's not Born of the Gods, but Reaper of the Wilds.
Okay, let's stick with Born of the Gods, because that's the new stuff.
Alright. Let's see. I saw... Oh, that guy. Scourge of Skola Vale. For 1 green, 2 colorless, 0/0, trample, enters the battlefield with 2+1/+1 counters on it. You can tap him to sack another creature to put a number of 1/1 counters on him equal to the sacrificed creature's toughness. He is a rare, but I didn't see a lot. I was only there for one event, and I didn't see a whole lot. He said Reaper of the Wilds. One guy got 2 Reaper of the Wilds in his pool. They were not fun to play with.
I'll just mention another rare, this guy.
I'm not a big
hero of
Lina Tower.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to Lina Tower? Ba-da-boosh.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Heroic. Whenever you cast a spell that targets hero of Lina Tower.
You may pay X if you do. X 1/1 counters on the hero of Lina Tower. She's a 1/1 for 1 green. I'm not a big fan of her myself, but I opened one, and Nick has lost it over this. Oh, man. Something else I saw, I only saw one Kiora opened at my pre-release event. Nick opened 2 for his pre-releases. And I only saw 1, and I only saw the guy happened. Kiora's... I have 3 Kioras now, just because I got 2 boxes the other day, and I opened 3. And now I want to make a standard deck. I haven't made a standard deck ever, but I'm ready to get back on the horse and play me some standard...
Wait, since we're playing on a horse?
I don't know. Should
anyway.
I more say I want to get back on the Kraken and play?
Yeah, that's blue.
That's blue. I want to get back. The problem is I really want
And you can't be destroyed by a one-wing wave, then.
I really want to play red so badly. And I think I more want Minotaurs to be a thing.
No, no, no. You want to play One League Wave.
No, I want to make tribal Minotaurs a thing. Or I want to make cats. Ramaz? Ramaz is cool.
Okay, let's move on. So I'm just going to highlight a few quickly. Glimpse of the Sun God did a, like, it's a win.
It's good, yeah.
I've only ever seen it do good. I played with it once and it did good. So X and white, tap X target creature, scry one. It's an instant. So basically,
it's like
it was like we'd be at a stalemate and then they just go, I'm going to tap all your creatures at the end of your turn. My turn, swing for lethal.
Yeah, like, that's great. Or it's like, you guys are both sitting there with a big army in there, and one guy's like, alright, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna swing with everyone, and you say, well, in response to that, I'm gonna glimpse the Sun God you, and then I'm
gonna... you can't respond, when you respond to attackers, they're already tapped and attacking.
Okay, well then, so at the beginning of, like, yeah, when he does combat, you laugh at him and be like...
Or, like, when they just go, okay, I didn't get a creature, land, your turn, and you're all sitting there, just tap their entire team, my turn, is that an answer? No? Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Anyway, so another one that does so much work is Raised by Wolves. I love this card.
I didn't see it.
I faced up against a guy, he lived the dream. He had two of the 3-1 wolves, and then he plays Raised by Wolves. And I was like, crap. It was terrible, and it was on a god. It was on his green god, and I was like, what do I do? I just felt so bad. Because the Raised by Wolves allowed it to be a creature at that point.
Yeah.
Because he had a couple other green things, so it was a creature, then throw it on, and look, now my devotion's way more than 5, and you're screwed.
Yeah, it's a laugh.
Yeah. Oh. What else was really good? Revoke Existence. That does some work.
Follow the Hammer.
Okay, let's talk about Revoke Existence.
Yeah, let's do that first.
Revoke Existence is essentially a removal spell for, I'm going to say, 80% of the cards.
Mm-hmm.
You're 80% of the time, you're gonna see an enchantment and just be able to kill it with your Revoke Existence. So I was running a couple if, like, I had more than two in every white deck that I was playing throughout my pre-releases.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you said Follow the Hammer?
I said Follow the Hammer.
All right.
I saw someone live the dream. Follow the Hammer, and they gave to that scorpion for 1 green. He's a 1/1 with death touch.
Oh.
So what Follow the Hammer does? It's for 1 red, 1 colorless. Target creature control deals damage equal to
another target creature. I'm sorry, I accidentally.
That's okay. I got the gist.
I was seeing how far along we were. Anyway.
It's so funny because you sit there and you're like, what? Oh. No, don't see it coming, but...
This one, too.
Excoriate?
Yep.
For 1 white, 3 colorless, exile target tap creature. I like it.
In Theros, we mainly had combat tricks to, like, deal with their stuff. Now there's so much good removal. Like, I'm gonna find it, I really like this black card right here. Asphyxiate.
Mm-hmm.
1 black-black. Destroy target untapped creature. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's
cheap good. Black removal.
And it's not so crazy.
The only thing
because
I...
it's sorcery.
Sorry, you go.
Because it's a sorcery. If it was instant, it would be like, oh wow, that's really crazy.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like is because, like, you can't get rid of, like, if you let them have tribute on something like the promo,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have it on your next turn... And then they go and they attack you, so you take 12, or, like, you chomp it. They're just going to be swinging with that 12-12 all day.
Yeah.
They're not going to stop.
Something I've got, just because I see it on here. Charging Badger, the art...
Badger.
The art for the badger is not a badger.
It's a bear.
It's a bear. So...
Wait a second, let me scroll over here.
No.
Do you think the badger's under there attacking the bear?
No, not even. I think just the bear is just mad because it was called a badger. Like.
Okay, I really want to tell this story now.
Yep.
So, I felt sort of bad because he was a new player, but I wasn't going to say anything because I would have lost. It wasn't like a rules issue. It was sort of like he wasn't attacking.
Yeah.
He had Heliod out. He had a huge team. I had a bunch of 1/1s with Elspeth. But he just wasn't attacking. And I just sort of sat there. I was playing white-red. So, eventually I just, like, burned his... Like, he was at 6, so I found this. A Bolt of Kyranos. So, 1 red-red. Bolt of Kyranos deals 3 damage to target creature or player. Scry 1. So, I get to scry 1. So, I got him down to 3, and then I look. And it's a lightning strike. And why are you in here?
She's listening to your story.
So I got him down to 3. And then, so when I scry, it's a lightning strike. So I go, okay, I put it back on top. But the issue was, the next turn, he looks and he's like, wait, everybody has vigilance.
Oh.
And then he attacked and killed me.
Aww.
But I was close. If he just, like, didn't realize that for one more turn.
Yeah. Aww.
And he forgot that Heliod was a creature for a long time.
Aw. Do you remember when we used to make mistakes like that?
Yeah.
That was...
Like, that there, do you agree with me that that's fair just not to say anything because he's choosing not to attack?
Yeah.
And choosing not to block with his Heliod.
Okay, yeah.
I had no idea he didn't know. He's not
attacking, but if he was, say he was attacking, you do have to point out that they have vigilance.
Yeah. Like
but since he's not attacking, then it's not your responsibility to say... You should attack and kill me. No, that's not... Then that's how every game should work.
I really want to talk about this guy. He is so freaking annoying.
The...
Perplexing Chimera.
Chimera?
Perplexing. Oh, God.
So whenever...
Chimera.
An opponent casts a spell, you may exchange control of Perplexing Chimera. And that spell, if you do, you may choose new targets for the spell. 3/3 for 5 for colorless and a blue. So why is he so annoying to you?
Okay, say they have the Chimera. Like, just going over the rules for it gives me a headache.
Oh, yeah, especially.
Okay, just... so say they have the Chimera. I'm not even sure I'm going to get this right. And I go, okay, I'm just going to kill it. And they, okay, switch. I'm like, okay, in response, I kill it. Okay, switch. Response, I kill it. Okay, switch. So now there's 3 Chimera triggers on the stack.
Yeah.
So first switch happens, they switch.
Okay.
Second switch I think the rest just like countered because in order for a switch, it's just like, because like he can still trigger his ability every time I try to kill it.
Yeah. Huh.
Or like I'm trying to kill another thing. No, I'm going to switch Chimera and kill the Chimera. What the hell? That happened to me and I was so mad. I don't know.
It happens.
Alright. So, are you good with this?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Alright, cool. So, we're going to move on. And we're going to talk about Standard.
Tournament. I haven't played Standard in months. Let's start off with that.
This was the Super Sunday Series Championship.
What was my last Standard deck name?
Was it Memrite?
No, that,
But you, like, got a boyfriend and just sort of stopped playing.
No, I still played. I just...
Yeah, but you stopped really playing
Really
Magic.
Playing, and now I have all the time in the world.
Okay, anyway, so, the Super Sunday Series Championship. Say that 3 times fast.
Super Sunday Series Championship. Super.
Okay, anyway. So, Owen Turtenwald with his Mono Black Devotion. Yay. As for Midrange.
From Makihito Mahara.
Hey, I think you got that right.
I did.
We're good at this.
You're awful at pronunciation.
Okay, so Andrew...
Robocop. Rob-drop, I need your glasses.
Here you go.
Alright.
No, I can't read it. You have to do this.
Alright.
He had, what did he have, that last guy?
He had Black White Midrange. Then fourth was Mono Black Aggro, and his name was, or her, Klaus Gruber.
I don't know. Just, hey, if you know if this is a male or female, tweet at us.
If you're Klaus Gruber, come tweet us. I'll send you a virtual high five.
Wait.
There you go. I hope I got your hand. Fifth and sixth was Blue White Control. Fifth was Chi Hoi Kif Yim, if maybe. And then sixth was Tan
Gao
Gao.
Oh, that's an A?
There's a G.
Okay, I need my glasses back.
Yeah, okay. So then seventh was Black White Midrange by Manuel Mayer. And then eighth was Black White Midrange with
Javelier Luna.
That says Luna? And your glasses aren't working. Now, what do you think about these eight decks? What do you think?
There's no green blue up here.
I see no red.
There is red.
There is no red. See?
Alright. I like how it's being switched up.
There's no green either.
I don't know how much it hurts me to say it, but Blue White Control is not our top deck.
No, it's Mono Black
which
Devotion.
Isn't any better. I want to take a look at the Esper Midrange deck.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Just because, yeah.
Alright.
So
I already don't like this.
I do.
Like, I mean, I don't like this if I was playing it. This looks like a great deck.
So it's got one Heliod, three of the Blue-White God.
Ephera.
Three Obsidad, three Brimaz.
Oz.
Four Soldier of the Pantheon, four Priesting Captains, four Velid Sky Knight.
And two Imposing Sovereign.
I like that.
And I like the spells, too.
Four Detention Spheres, two Far and Away, two Ultimate Price,
two spears,
and one Whip.
Nice.
You know, Peyton, the Whip is essentially a reanimator spell for Obstat.
Yeah.
You know how, right?
Yep.
Okay. I like it because it's basically... Peyton, I think you'd like it because it's like I throw a lot of creatures on the board.
Yeah, I'm looking at this and it's got my creatures that I really like playing.
You don't want to play a deck that has zero creatures.
Oh, I don't think I could handle it. I think
you played against a deck that gave you that threw out a bunch of crappies at you.
Oh, the last standard deck was blue, white, green, control. That was my last standard deck. Oh, but it also had Rakdos Returns in it.
Okay. So, nothing too fancy. That's just interesting, because all we've ever seen is a Esper Control, and all of a sudden someone's thrown in a midrange here.
It's, yeah, it's different. Let's look at the Mono Black Devotion. Let's just see what this person did.
Wait, I'm not looking! I'm going to guess that Freakus Cure are replaced with Bile Blight, that one from Born of the Gods that... does -3/-3 to all creatures with the same name. And that's pretty much it for the Switch.
So we've got 4 Desecration Demons, 4 Grey Merchants, 4 Nightvale Spectres, 4 Pack Rats for your creatures. Your spells, you've got 4 Thoughtseize, 4 Heroes Downfall, 2 Devour Flesh, 4 Wild Blight, 4 Underworld Connections. Well,
it's the same deck, just replace the Freakus Cures with
Wild
Blight.
This looks like my dad's deck, except my dad's deck is doing it wrong. He has his sideboard and his standard, and his standard and his sideboard.
Does he not have 4 Thoughtseize in there?
We already talked about this. We've got
he's got 3 Thoughtseize.
We've got 3 Thoughtseize, and then we have 1 in our fancy.
You know what I find interesting?
That these swamps that he's using are from 7th edition?
No, that's not what I find interesting.
Oh, okay.
I find interesting that he's dropped the shrine. Shrine of Nyx?
Yeah, there is none. But he did put some Temples of Deceit in there, and I think that's for his card draw.
I've seen it where it's been 4 temples, 3 muni vaults, and 2 shrines.
And there is no shrines, not even in his sideboard.
Yeah. He does have Erebos and Sever and Drowning Sorrow. I think the Drowning Sorrow is mainly for the mirror match or an aggro match.
Duress.
He's got three duress, so he's got back on one. They were running four before because there's so much control going around.
One Doomblade?
Well, if... Oh, it's not up there. Yeah, just one Doomblade.
Huh.
Two Devour Flesh, two Dark Betrayal, three Lifebane Zombies.
That's
so really the only mix-up here is Drown in Sorrow and Wild Blight.
Oh, and
I called it.
You did call it.
Good yeah. Time. I know. I'm really good at this.
So that's your Super Sunday Series Championship Top 8.
Say that 10 times fast.
I could barely even say it twice.
Okay, well, so this here is Modern. This happened back on the 25th of January. That's a long time ago.
That's a very long time ago.
That was before the bandings.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, so if we're saying cards that you know, like if we say Deathrite Shaman, this was before the bandings.
This was before the sad time of him.
And if you're going, why are there not any more fairy decks here?
It's because... This was January 25th, and next podcast...
Is there no zoo?
We can tell you next podcast that it'll be completely different. I'm saying this now.
Anyway.
Fairies.
So, first place we had Tim O'Quinn with green-white auras. We had, is it Delver? Made by Adam...
Snudge.
White Weenie, Kyle
Nottingham. Seriously.
Affinity, Jeremy
Meikle.
Merfolk.
Oh, we should look at Merfolk.
Okay, we will after. James Gilly. Affinity again, and Bug Infect.
By
Eric Hudge.
So
Affinity 6 is by Tyler Mills. Hey, I think we went to school with him.
No, we didn't.
There was a Tyler Mills in my French class.
Well, then...
It's not the same guy, but still.
If you're the Tyler Mills from the French class, please come see us, because I want to give you a pack of cards for being six.
Okay. Anyway, so Affinity Tyler Mills, Affinity in seventh, Graham Brooks, Bug Infect, Eric Hodges.
Now... Let's look at the Merfolk.
Merfolk was in fifth.
I love Merfolk. I grew up playing Merfolk. What else is there to say?
Merfolk.
Yeah, try saying that one.
Merfolk is hard to say.
All right, we've got...
Okay, so,
We've got Coral Helm Commander, Cozy's Trickster, Curse Catcher, Lord of Atlantis.
Is that Modern?
Yes, he is.
When was it printed again? This one's from 7th.
He is Modern, trust me. Just forget his last. Master of the Pearl Trident, so other Lord of Atlantis. Master of Wave.
Oh my god.
Marrow.
Is he a Oh my god, he's a Merfolk.
You didn't know that?
No! Oh my god!
Nick's having a Sphinx's revelation over here.
No, I'd be gaining life right now. I'm losing life.
Yeah, here. Then we've got a Miro Regery. Phantasmal Image, and Silvergill Adept. Wonderful.
Then other spells, we have 4 Aether Vial, 4 Spreading Seas, and 3 Vapor Snags. Sideboard is 2 Into the Royal.
Oh my god.
I like how his sideboard's only 2 cards.
And then lands, he's got 4 Mutavaults.
Hey, that's a Merfolk!
It sure is, Nick. It sure is.
And I like how he's using 7th Edition Islands.
This is a good deck. I would play this in Modern, only because I love Merfolk.
Payton, you have a job. Just buy it. Let's look at first place just to see what.
Yeah.
Took first.
Oh yeah. We gotta look at first place.
Okay. So this is Green White Auras. So Glade Cover Scout, Chorus Regencer, Slippery Boggle, One Dryad Arbor.
Then for spells, we've got 4 Daybreak Coronet, 4 Ethereal Armor, 4 Hyena Umbras, 4 Keen Sense, 4 Rancors, 4 Spider Umbras, and 3 Unflinching Courage. And then he has a variety of lands.
Oh, this one's a draw card. No. You can sacrifice it to draw a card.
That's That's good.
Yeah.
I like how there's one forest in there.
No, two. No, that's not a forest, damn it.
Nope. Forest.
I always hate when I forget that Dryad Arbor is not a forest.
You know what I like? I like the one god at
No, it's page. A forest Dryad. Look, see?
Yep, alright.
It's a forest.
What I like is the one god at Teague and his sideboard. I like that. I was going to make an ADH deck with him as my general, but I found that one control deck is enough for my EDH.
No, Peyton. It's control in every format, as many control decks as you can play.
But I don't want to make all my decks an EDH control, because then I...
No, other control players will have fun, because they have a chance.
No, they don't.
No, so you force everybody into control by always playing control. So everybody joins you, and therefore everybody has a fair chance. Because everybody's trying to control.
No.
Okay. So, anyway, that was modern.
That's modern.
Now let's go to Legacy. Let's try this. So this was StarCityGames.com Legacy Open. This was the second...
No, this was the 9th.
Oh, sorry. I read dates wrong.
This is the 9th of February when this was. And the first place deck is...
Rug Delver
by Taylor Scott.
And second place is Sneak and Show by...
Dylan Jones. You son of a bitch.
Third place is Elves.
By Thomas Graves.
Hey, Elves made an appearance.
That's good.
Where's Goblins?
No. They're not as crazy
and
as
Nauseam. Now, in fourth, we had a Nauseam
Tendrils. By Eric Rill.
Blue American Deliver in fifth.
Oh, sorry. I'm just reading ahead. Ben Robinson.
Then we had another Bug Deliver in sixth.
No. We didn't have another Bug. This one.
Oh, this.
Sixth is Bug versus Rug.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Sixth is Scott Tompkins. And then, seventh.
Lands.
We should look at Lands by Eric.
And then Shardless Bug in eighth.
Now, we gotta look at Lands because...
I know what Lands is.
Well, let's look at it anyways.
Lands is, you have your...
Oh, look at all that land. We've got one forest, one bay.
So basically, it's all land, and you just want to get your dark decks made by your Thespian Sage.
Yep, Dark Depths is where it's at.
Other than that, it has the basic little man lands. And the rest of the cards are just like...
Are just helpful.
They're just helpful to either wrap the board or look for lands.
Yep, great.
Like that.
Like Crucible of Worlds for 3. You may play land cards from your graveyard.
And then... You have some dredge, so you dredge your lands away, and then you can eventually just get Dark Depths out with your Thespian Sage. And then you pop a Dark Depths and they scoop.
Yep, that's...
Unless you know they have, like, something to exile with.
Yep, and then you just kind of like, oh. Alright,
let's look at Rug Delver.
Let's look at first place with Rug Delver. I'm already gonna bet there's Delver Secrets in there.
No, there's not, I swear!
There's Delver. A Nimble Mongoose.
It's a mongoose?
Yeah, it...
They make mongooses in Magic?
Creature Mongoose. For 1 green, he's a 1/1. He can't be the target of spells or abilities, and he's got Threshold. He gets +2/+2. And what Threshold is, if you don't know, it's as long as there are 7 or more cards in your graveyard. And then he gets playing 4 Charmogoyfs, because why not? And then, spells look awesome. 4 Brainstorm, 4 Daze, 4 Force of Wills, 4 Lightning Bolts, 2 Spell Pierce, 2 Spell Snare, 4 Stifles, 2 Forked Bolts, and 4 Ponders, and a Partridge in a Pear Tree.
You know what I would love to watch? Is someone go Brainstorm, and then you Aether Vial in the new guy from Board of the Gods who doesn't let them draw any more cards. Can only draw 1 card a turn. So draw 1, put 2 back. Are you leaving? What? What? What I just said?
Yep.
Is that what you did? Are you leaving? That's just gross.
That's awful. Yeah. What is awful, though, is something that you can do in Standard. It's with the Spirit of the Labyrinth, which does not let your opponent draw cards, and then try it of Fate. Now, you might want...
Ooh. What if you have the guy who lets all your creatures have Flash, and they go Supreme... Sixth Revelation, and you go Spirit of the Labyrinth.
Oh, no. That's awful. My favorite thing to do, though, was to do Plasm Capture and play my Rakdos Return. Out of nowhere. Wasn't even playing black or red. And then they just sat there all sad. They're like, how'd you do that? I'm like,
Plasm Capture.
I hope you like it.
Man, that's what I should do. I should play 5-color control, but only run Plasma Captures for my
play your Chromanticores!
Yeah! I'll count on your 4 thing. I'm playing mono blue, so I'll add green, white,
red, black.
Next turn, Chromanticore.
So, are you watching the Olympics, Nick?
Not really.
When you look at the Olympic, like the rings, what do you see?
Sports.
No, you see... Well, okay, what I see is they messed up the Magic Gathering colors. Black's supposed to be in the middle.
It's not in Bloomberg order.
It's not in order. And I've seen on the internet that bugs a couple other Magic players that, because we are so into it, that they look at it and they're like, this isn't right.
It's not in Bloomberg order.
It's not Bloomberg.
It needs to be Bloomberg.
That's what you do.
Okay, so that was Legacy. I hope we didn't do too terrible. Okay, so Peyton, do you have any final thoughts? Peytown, do you have any final thoughts or anything you want to say? Not Magic related, if you like.
Don't do drugs and stay in school, kids. And if...
Where can people get in touch with you, then?
Me?
Yeah. If people want to say hi to you, where do you
recommend? Like me, just me?
Yeah.
Oh, you can go to my Tumblr. It's magicalgathers.tumblr.com. It might change the name of it, though, if these podcasts do well. Probably not, because I love my Magical Gathers. But come say hi, and...
Twitter, anything else?
I don't know what our Twitter is.
Okay, anyway. So, me, I've been playing Pokemon a lot. Yeah!
I went through that phase. I beat Pokemon in a month, and then just kind of was like, well, I did it.
Pokebank's up.
I did it. I'm done. And...
Wait, you have no interest in the Pokebank?
Me? No. I don't have anything to transfer except for maybe like a Licky that's like ridiculous.
Anyway... I was playing Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time before it, got to the water temple and threw my DS across the room. I will eventually go back to it.
That's not how you play. What bugs me more than the water temple? It's around the shadow temple. Ugh. That one I had to put my DS down, and I don't think I touched it for like 2 weeks, because I'm just like... We're going to come back to this when my patience is a little bit there.
Okay. And, yeah, so that's it. Everybody should check out Mo's Magic if you're in the Orton area. It's a great shop. You should check it out.
Even if you're in Central Wellington.
Yes, Wellington.
That's Canada.
It's in Orton, Ontario. You can Google search him, Mo's Magic.
Tell him that we sent you.
Yeah. You don't have to, but, if you're in that area, you should check out that shop. It's great. Most nice, and it's a great environment there.
He reminds me of the Lorax.
I remember when you guys walked in that dance.
Oh, yeah.
You guys just walked in and were like, hey, Mo, you know, you're like the Lorax.
You're like the Lorax, man.
You live in the woods.
He lives in the woods. He's got a beard, well, the mustache going on. He speaks for the trees. He has a bunch of magic cards. They came from trees. He speaks for them. He is the Lorax. If you can find Mo's magic, why don't you send a message just saying, hey, if you're here, the Lorax, and you speak for the trees.
Okay, so apparently Mo speaks for the trees. Anyway, you can like our Facebook page, MTG Talk, and follow us on Twitter at MTG Talk Official. And go
and
do whatever you were doing before
and
this.
And I hope you enjoyed this first podcast. Tune in next time. I'm Paytown.
I'm Snick.
And
and
this is MTG Talk.
Everyone, play Magic now! Sorry, everyone. If you would like to email us, you can email us at teammtgtalk@gmail.com. And play Magic now!